And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray. And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. All the nice ladies who have their kitchen radios going as they do the evening dishes, a very warm, a very pleasant, how do you doodle doodle do?
How about all the ladies who haven't had dinner, I believe.
Oh, very pleasant, how do you do to you? A reminder that you'll have dishes to do in about an hour or so.
Well, it'll cover everybody, so you don't lose anybody out.
And
hey, where's the Bob and Ray bird?
They flew away.
You can know that, Wally.
He molded and flew away.
Well, that's so.
Oh, this was months ago. Funny that you should mention that. Did you see it on the bulletin board?
Yes, but I know there's been a lot of mail about whatever happened. I didn't know.
I didn't see too much of that mail.
Which way did he go? Down to Whistling Street?
Probably. I think he headed south like all smart birds this time of the year.
Uh-huh.
Bob, excuse me, Wally, I wanted to speak to Bob for a second.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you know if Ralph Flinger is on the premises?
I'll find out for you. Wait just a minute. Do you have anything else to do?
No.
Ralph Flinger in here, please.
He was sitting out there on that stone bench outside of the studio.
Good to see you again, Ralph. And you all know what that means, Ralph Flinger. Mister, I know where they are. Time now, then, for another visit with him. And are you ready for our first question, Ralph?
Yes, I am, Ray.
Say, Ralph, what's become of Eugene Tuthill Crocker, the famed architect of the 20s?
Oh, yes. A wonderful but crotchety old man. The last building he designed, the Scully Building, was 40 stories high with no stairs or elevators.
But the building still stands, doesn't it, Ralph?
Indeed it does, Ray. The cellar and street-level floors of the Scully Building are beehives of activity. But leading architects of the day had described the building as not much more than a lobby with a lot of weight on it.
And what's become of its architect, Eugene Tuthill Crocker?
He lives with an uncle in Scranton who thinks very highly of him, although I can't see why.
I see. Ralph, do you know the whereabouts of Admiral Pearson J. Heppenstall?
Yes. He was the admiral who proved that the battle cruiser is a far more practical weapon than the airplane. Of course, that was many, many years ago.
How did he prove his point, Ralph? Do you remember?
Well, he had an old biplane loaded onto his cruiser, and he headed out to sea. When the cruiser reached a certain point, he had his crew push the biplane overboard. It sank like a stone.
And where is the admiral today, Ralph?
Well, after the court-martial, he decided to settle in South America. He now works for a Bon Voyage fruit basket company in the tinted cellophane department.
Wonderful. Ralph, another one. Where is socialite Ivy Ingersoll, they say?
Well, wasn't she the woman who bought the fabulous Galton B. Diamond?
That's right, the diamond that had a curse on it.
Well, the curse was apparently an effective one, Ray, beginning the first moment she purchased the stone. She just handed the jeweler a certified check for $3 million, and then, when she turned away for a moment to close her handbag, the jeweler stole the diamond back from her.
Your talk is getting very thick, Ralph. Very thick.
Yes.
Where can she be found today?
Well, although she couldn't prove that the jeweler had taken the stone, she later married him. Today they live in Bar Harbor and are very close to one another. She never leaves his side.
Yeah, take a little of this water, please.
Oh, thank you.
I understand. Now then, Ralph, can you tell us what that wonderfully wacky character, Take a Dare Bates, is doing nowadays?
Bates and Ick certainly provided us all with a lot of fun, didn't they?
Certainly did, Ralph. Someone be ready to get him once the speech is over. Someone told me that once on a dare, he walked into the pomp room bar dressed as Julius Caesar. That true?
That's right. But unfortunately, a gentleman seated on the stool next to Bates was dressed as Judas. Well, there was the inevitable scuffle.
Oh, boy.
And before the bartender was able to get the knife away from the other gentleman,
yeah,
offbeat and had a bad time of it.
And where is Tankadere Bates today, Ralph, if you could answer that, please?
Just this evening, Tankadere Bates telephoned me and invited me to have dinner with him on the runway at LaGuardia Airport.
Well, but you, declined?
That's right.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mr.
I know they are Ralph Swinger for bringing us up to date on a few people we've lost contact with.
Right out that way.
See you soon, Ralph.
Buddy.
Boy.
We've got to start screening.
Well, I think that he gave every indication of being a bad witch when he was here before.
I think remember. So. But he doesn't know where those people are, and that's his job.
I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. I think he probably makes up all the answers.
Well, no. He could very easily, because we wouldn't know.
Absolutely.
What is that you have there, Ray?
The CBS radio broadcast schedule.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Just noticed something here.
What?
I'm not sure I like it either.
What's that?
Well, notice how they call us Bob and Ray. Bob and Ray. And these guys are Amos and Andy, with an M. Amos and Andy. Now, how come we're and to CBS Radio, and they're just M?
Well, I never noticed, but who cares?
Well, I care. I think it's better to be... Well, I don't know. Is it better to be and or M?
Well, I just take Burns and Allen.
For 20 years, you know.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And Burns and Allen are and, you know.
They are?
Well, it's not Burns and Allen.
Well, how do you know they are? Maybe right now Gracie's getting off a red-hot memorandum to the network about it. Who knows?
Well, I wouldn't like to translate it. Bob and Ray, I don't think I care for that too much.
I wonder if this has been bothering Andy Griffith. He's got his take on this thing, too.
Shall we call him?
Don't knock it out for giving it a chance. Can't you hear the announcer saying, here's comedy time now with Amos and Andy, Bob and Ray, Burns and Allen, and Andy and Griffith.
Yeah. I always did like that and between it.
All right.
Well, it's habit, I guess. Andy and Griffith.
Wouldn't work out at all.
No.
But now... And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spectenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode,
Ralph Swinger's in the control. Get him out of there! All right.
In our last episode, Lawrence mugged Jed Ordway and Billy Headstrong for being attacked by a fleet of biplanes manned by the little people of Polaris. And after heavy bombardment, they find themselves disabled, floating helplessly in space. If we join them, we hear Lawrence say,
well, Billy, you remember the last time I said,
ooh, how about that,
Billy? Oh, gee, yeah.
Now I know how you felt these many years when something like this has happened to you. Probably not as grave as this situation.
No, it certainly isn't, Lawrence. For my first trip into space, this is very harrowing.
There's only one thing we can hope for, and that is that we're still in the gravitational pull of Mother Earth. If not, we could be falling towards any star or planet in the Milky Way.
Spectenberger, shall I have Jed Ordway make us some fresh coffee?
I don't think that would be a bad idea, Marge.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes?
Can you make us some hot coffee?
You know it, Daddy.
There's something to keep our minds off the terrible position we're in here.
I know it, Daddy.
Jeff, please, none of that picnic talk now. We're in serious trouble.
Hey, Lawrence, don't you feel like...
Billy, quiet. Time for that now.
What are you going to say, Lawrence?
I don't know. Oh, I was going to say something about falling towards another planet.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. I think we're being pulled into the gravitational field of another planet. That one over there.
Just a moment.
Where? What one?
Marge, is there any indication on your planetograph where we're heading?
No, let me look. What's that starboard stabilizer for me, will you?
Keep my eye on it, yes.
Well, the only planet here is...
What are two lumps, buddy?
Two lumps, I guess. The only planet nearest is Venus, Spectenberger.
Venus, eh? And how long would you estimate it would take us to arrive there?
Well, the gravitational pull is what we think it is, probably about 2 minutes.
Relax, Lawrence. Relax. Don't be such a worrywart all the time.
Oh, we are getting closer, Lawrence. See, the planet's getting bigger and bigger.
Why doesn't somebody tell that young hipstone kid to dry up?
Yeah, quiet, Billy. Why are you bothering us?
Yes? I have this announcement to make now.
Quiet, everybody. Mark Plattenberg is going to make an announcement.
We four are heading for the planet Venus.
Wow.
Quiet, Billy. There's no time now. Wait a minute. Watch it now. Watch the stabilizer. We're coming closer.
Stabilizer being watched.
And
I think we've
landed.
Wow, we're down.
All right, oxygen mask on, everybody.
Right.
Open the door and let me look out here. Hey.
Wow.
Hey, I like this atmosphere.
Wow.
Hey.
And so, having evaded the little people of Polaris, Lawrence and his friends find themselves on the planet Venus. What adventures lie ahead for them? Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear his Lawrence Fechtenberger say,
I want you three to say hello to the Commandant and good luck to Earth.
In the next episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
Here's Hollywood star Mona Freeman.
Who feels like acting with a miserable cold? I relieve cold distress the fast way with four-way cold tablets.
Yes, tests of all the leading cold tablets prove four-way fastest acting. Amazing four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains and headaches, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When a cold starts, do what I do. Take four-way cold tablets. It's the fast way to relieve nasty cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents. Our program will continue in a moment after a word from Hector Haraday about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
Thank you, Senator Steinarm. To get rid of embarrassing dandruff in 3 minutes, change to Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute, add water, lather 1 minute, then rinse 1 minute, and every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch and embarrassing dandruff gone. The same time, Fitch can brighten hair up to 35%. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Robin Ray, I don't know if you remember, I'm the telephone operator, but I think one of your guests downstairs causing all kinds of trouble.
I'm very sorry. That would be Ralph Slinger, Mr. I know where they are.
Well, I know where he is, and I know where he's going to go.
Does he know where he is?
The Precinct 12. Well, now, I wish you'd get him out of here. He's a pest. He's upsetting everybody downstairs. He's pushing the elevator button.
Well, that's terrible.
Pulling out the plugs and the switchboard.
None of our guests
painted a mustache on Gracie Allen.
Well, our guests usually don't behave that way.
Well, what is wrong with him anyway? I don't think there's one guest on your program I like.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Goodbye.
That's a fine thing for the operator to say. But anyway, we should take care of Ralph because he's
our worry.
He's our worry, and we're responsible. I mean, the way our guests behave reflects on us.
You bet it does, and I think we're responsible that he is placed back in the loving hands of Mrs. Ralph Flinger. He doesn't know where he ever is.
And we'll be back with a good word for you in just 10 seconds.
Okay, Hector, what's the good word?
Orthorhombic.
Well, I'll have to look that up in the big book.
Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Whispering Streets impart dramatic secrets each weekday on the CBS Radio Network. Through the cooperation of the Los Angeles Police Department, KMX 1070 Radio provides you with official Sig Alert bulletins 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Never a moment without safety. Tune to 1070. Remember, for the very latest official...